The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dan Crow, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dan Crow, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dan Crow, the Planet Man, has joined forces with T21, a master robot who wants to overthrow the other robots that captured Dan Crow and Flack. By a trick, T21 has brought Dan Crow to his headquarters. Flack knows only that Danto is missing and escaped from the space laboratory to search for him. Flash is wandering through the city, in danger of being caught or destroyed any second by the giant machine.
I think this is the route back to the Orienter. Danto must have been grabbed along here somewhere. If I can find out where the accident happened that ZR5 mentioned, I may be able to trace him from there. What's that noise? Great blazing meteors, a fleet of robot tanks, and they're headed this way. I've got to get to cover. Oh, this street is like a canyon. Just blank walls all around. They're gaining on me. I got to get off the street. I'm like a sitting duck if I don't. No good. Looks like I'm done for. Well, I hope Dentro's all right.
Flack! This way, quickly!
Mira, where'd you come from?
Don't ask any questions. There isn't time. This way, quickly.
Yeah.
Get down, Flack! Get down!
I was never so glad to see anybody in all my life.
It's a good thing for you I got here when I did.
You're telling me. Say, how'd you happen to get here just at the right time?
Well, I overheard a message from ZR5 to the Orienter. And I guess that either you or the Planet Man was in trouble.
What kind of a message? What did it say? Maybe it's a clue to where Dantro is.
It was word to blanket the city and find someone. I just guessed that it was one of you, and I took a chance and came this way.
Lucky you guessed right. You didn't see Dantro, did you?
No. Suppose you tell me what this is all about. I think I have a right to know.
I do too, Mira. I promised Dantro to keep quiet, but if he were here and he knew you saved my life, I'm sure he'd tell you himself. Now, you remember that message we were waiting for last night?
If we don't get word of Flat soon, I'm going to go looking for him myself.
You must not. If there is any sign of him, if he is still alive, my robots will find him. If they cannot, you never would.
But he's my friend. He got into this trying to help me.
Then, for his sake, you must not make his sacrifice to go in vain. If you go out in the city among the robots, you will not survive. Your place is with me if you hope to save the galaxy.
But why can't one of your robots lead your armies?
My forces are badly outnumbered. I have only two advantages. Surprise and maneuverability.
What's that got to do with me?
You underestimate your value. No matter how perfect a mechanical brain is, it has not the immediate adaptability to changes that a living organism has. You can change plans immediately if the need occurs. Make decisions in the heat of battle.
And that's enough of an advantage to win?
That and the fact that the other robots do not suspect anything.
Why should you be doing all this? I'm still not sure I understand.
I was one of the first electronic brains built by the race that once ruled this planet. In my system of control is incorporated a command to help all living races. I could not disobey that command if I wanted.
Then why didn't you act when the other robots first rebelled?
Because early in the conflict between the robots and their masters, my power source was severed. It is only recently that one of the few living survivors managed to repair that damage. Unfortunately, he was caught soon afterward and destroyed.
Well, it must have been Mira's brother. She said he had tried to work against the ruling robots. Too bad he didn't live to know he had succeeded.
Where are we going?
There is an old water main. It has not been used for centuries. The robots never come down here.
How'd you find out about it?
My brother managed to tell me some things before he was destroyed.
You didn't answer my question about where we're going.
What's the difference as long as we are safe from the robots?
Look, I've got to find Danto. I told you that before.
You don't even know if he's alive.
Until I know that he isn't, I'm going to look for him. Where does this tunnel lead to?
Won't you ever learn? Did I risk my life for nothing? Why do you persist in this insane plan to fight the robots?
I'm not going to argue with you about that. I'm grateful to you for saving my life. I told you that already. You don't have to stay with me. You go on back to your quarters and pretend you never heard of me. I'll go on alone.
It's too late. I can never go back.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. The robots know by now who helped you escape their tanks. I cannot go back. And I dare not think what will happen to my father, but it is only a question of time before they find us. And then we shall join my brother.
Mira has seen fit to help Slats and Danto, even at the risk of her father's life. Will her efforts be in vain? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Danto, he was talking with his new ally, T21, about the plan to take over the robot planet. In the meantime, Slats, having escaped from the space laboratory and being joined and guided by Mira, is trying to make contact with Danto. We find Slats and Mira as they journey carefully through the tunnels of the robot world.
Now, look, Mira, wait a minute. You're not coming along. You've done enough for me. You stay here where it's safe.
And how would you find your way about the city? You don't even know which way to turn. Without me to guide you, you wouldn't get a mile before they'd catch you.
Look, what's with you? One minute you're bawling me out for wanting to buck these crazy machines. Now you're practically electing yourself leader of the expedition.
Just that I cannot stand by and see you throw your life away.
Why? Stay here where it's safe. You said yourself
I'm doing it in the memory of my brother. It is what he would have done if he were alive to do it.
Well, if you're sure you
want... Yes, I'm sure. Now, let us keep searching for your friend. I have an idea where he may be, but that robot that sent you the message is what I think he is.
No word about Slats yet?
No, but there is another person missing. And if they are together, it may explain how Slats has managed to evade the others this long.
Another person missing? It could only be Clara or Mira, but I doubt if either of them would help Slats. They wanted nothing to do with any plan to resist the ruling robots.
Be that as it may, the alarm has been sent out for the one they call Mira.
Perhaps they're together.
That is what I believe. She may know of hiding places your friend could not know about, especially if it was her brother who repaired me. But we are doing all we can to find them. It is time we planned our campaign.
What armament have you?
All the available weapons. Heat projectors, blasters, sonic disruptors.
Any atomics?
Of course. All our power is atomic.
I don't mean power. I mean atomic weapons. Bombs, mines, guided missiles.
We have never used atomic energy as a weapon. It had not occurred to me that it could be so used.
I can understand that. It was probably one of the few precautions the race that made all these machines took. But it can be used as a weapon, and one that could destroy this entire city.
And us with it.
If it becomes necessary, I will do even that, to keep these robots from striking at the rest of the galaxy. However, there are many things we can do short of that. How long would it take for you to make some new weapons if I showed you the design?
If they were not too complicated, a day or two. I can convert several factories to that purpose. The other robots seats they are devoted to alloy research.
Let's get to work. And meanwhile, keep every available robot on the lookout for Slat. He'll be a big help in this if we can only get him here.
The end of the tunnel is just ahead. Beyond it, there's a stretch of about 100 yards that we must cross.
What's out there?
It is a plant manufacturing special-purpose robots.
What's the purpose?
I believe they are jet-propelled ships to be used in the planned conquest of the galaxy.
You mean there's a factory making ships right at the end of this tunnel?
Well, why does that excite you so?
Don't you see? That's our big chance.
I'm sorry, Slat. I don't understand.
Well, if we can swipe one of these jets and get it into the air, we can overlook the whole city. If Dan throws anywhere above ground, we may see some sign up. I can signal him from the air.
There's only trouble with your plan, even if it would work.
All right, let's have it.
The planes are robots. Just like everything else on the planet, they fly themselves. In order to take over the control, you would have to destroy the robot brain each is built with.
So I'll destroy it.
Oh, you are a stubborn fool. Where are you going?
Into the factory. You stay here.
Do you think I could let you wander off alone and kill yourself? Here, let me go first. I know the way.
Slats and Mira seem to have taken on a very risky assignment for themselves. Can they take over one of the ships? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. Bye. Planet.